From the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast, it's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yeah, welcome to it. It's good to have you here. New week, new podcast.
What are you snacking with when you listen to this podcast?
Me?
Not you. You're the only You're the only one I'm not talking to. Everybody else that's listening, what are you snacking? Are you hungry at the moment? I'm a bit hungry. I got some shapes here. What's a crimpy?
What are you snacking with?
What are you snacking on?
They can't answer you though, Tazzy. Would you want them to like email
They can talk
you?
Back to the radio.
Can they?
Tim Tams.
It's good chat. Good year.
Well, what did you want to talk about in the opener?
I just said, hey, how you going?
Oh, yeah.
And stuff.
Great.
That's it.
What do you prefer, snack gear or Ellie's greeting? You can message us that at 919CFM.
Do you know, my friend and I had a 4.5 hour drive today and we got bored, as you would,
yes.
4.5 hour drive. And so we started playing like, what do you prefer, rice or pasta?
Oh,
and
God.
What do you prefer, spaghetti or noodles?
So she has the same small talk game that
you
do? The same level?
It was kind of good though. All our answers were pretty different. Fruit or vegetables? It's a fun game.
Is
Should
it?
We play
Ask
now?
Me one. Yeah, okay.
Okay. What would you prefer, chocolate or lollies?
Is go home an option?
We had that on Friday night, actually. We went out to some bar in the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
And we went in and it was dead. And so we went out, said to the bouncer on the
Why
way
Why was
out,
the bar on the Gold Coast dead on
know.
A Friday night?
I don't know. There was just no one there.
Yeah.
And it was massive. So it was like felt really empty.
Mm-hmm.
So as we were leaving, we said to the dude on the door, like, oh, where's good to go from here? We're not from around here. And he goes, oh, just go home, hey. It's way better. Okay. Thanks for the hot tip.
Yeah, great. Where is he now?
I don't think he loved his job, to
No,
be honest.
I don't think so either.
I think he was really passionate about working that door.
Hey, we've got a good show ahead of us. We ask about petrol levels across the sunny coast. What drivers are low, like past E, past zero Ks to go? And we got so many calls.
Yeah, we did. A bit of fun. Enjoy. And look, our podcast opener may be stronger gear tomorrow.
Ooh.
Hopefully.
Oh, probably not.
Probably
Would
not.
You rather? No. Got home on Friday night, crisis in my household.
Hi.
I walked in and my fiancée Celeste runs up to the door and she goes, Taz, we have a problem. We have to move.
Oh, geez.
We've just moved in.
Yeah,
we're six floors up.
Yeah.
Apparently we have ants in our TV.
Oh, what, like actually inside the screen?
Actually inside the screen. So Celeste has got home on Friday. She wanted to put on some Netflix. The screen has turned on and all of a sudden you can see it's a nice little cutout of an ant nest inside the screen. So they're all walking around and making babies and all of that stuff that the ants are doing in their home. But they're doing it in front of Breaking Bad
and
on my TV.
They weren't there when, like, at your old house?
No.
So
not that
literally you've been
of.
There for a week and these ants have crawled into your TV and
somewhere from the move, or I don't know where they've come from. Maybe they were in the TV beforehand, but ants are the problem and they were the only talking point of the weekend.
Well, it's funny you say this because, Taz, I know I'm very clean and hygienic and everything, but I have had so many ants in my house.
Well, the maggot story from a couple of years ago does speak differently.
I was talking to my friends over the weekend. They said they're all having ant problems as well.
Okay.
So we thought, let's get to the bottom of this. Is there a rise in the ant population of the Sunshine Coast? To get some ants, sirs.
Well done.
Hey.
Let's go to Garth from Accurate Pest Management. Hi, Garth.
G'day, guys. How are we?
We're well, thank you.
We're a little overwhelmed, Garth. We need your help, mate. I've Googled my ants in my TV problem. They say the only solution is to throw the TV out.
Unfortunately, it can get that bad, Taz, and you'll also get them in your dishwasher, your air conditioning units. They go for warmth. Downlight's a big one. They love that too.
I just thought they were trying to scam off my free Disney Plus.
Yeah, exactly.
Fair. KO's about to go up too. Garth, is it true that there's been an increase in ants in the Sunshine Coast, or is this just me and everyone in my life that it's happening to?
No, generally speaking, there has been an increase in ants, but it's also partly as a result of the weather conditions with the moisture that we're having and the warmth that we've had over summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's ideal reproduction time for them, and we're seeing them more prolific. Generally, there's two types of ants we'll come across here on the coast. There are small coastal brown ant, and then normally a sugar ant, and then there's a protein ant. They're the black ones. So depending where you're looking, you'll normally find the sugar ones in your pantry.
Mm-hmm.
and then your protein ones elsewhere.
In your TVs.
Yeah.
In your TV. Yeah, we had one not long ago where 3/4 of the TV screen could not be seen because of the ant nest in behind it.
No way.
Wow.
Yeah, fact, yeah.
Okay, so if I just come home and there's like clumps of ants randomly appearing in my kitchen or like on the wall, what do I do and why are they there?
Look, well, A, they're foraging. They're looking for food. There could be a sub-nest in the house itself, or more likely there'll be a number of nests or a major colony outside somewhere. They're foraging for food. So the foragers come in looking for food. Once they find what they're looking for, they'll then go back to the nest, get the workers to come with them, and then take the food back to the nest. So the most important thing to do firstly is identify the type, and then to, you know, hopefully eliminate it yourself. There's a whole stack of old wives' tales. You can use a lemon peel or a piece of chalk or a few other bits and pieces, but to be really honest with you, you really need to get off to Bunnings or get yourself a professional pest controller. They may eliminate a small problem, but getting to the root of the problem is the queen. You've got to find the queen and you've got to get rid of her to get rid of the nest. So if you don't do that, it will just, the queen will just keep reproducing. So you might kill the ants that you see, but you're not actually eliminating the nest.
So we've got to go on a queen ant hunt, Tassie.
In my TV somewhere. Garth,
well, it may not be in your TV. She may be in your wall or in fact in your backyard and they're just foraging.
Oh, she's just living it up in the spa.
Do you think I hurt my chances, Garth, by playing Bugs Life over the weekend? Did that hurt? Did that bring them into my TV, do you think?
Don't think it would have made a huge difference, Taz.
No, Taz.
Sorry. All right, okay, I'm going to try chalk. I'm going to try a lemon peel. I'm going to try all of those little home remedies, Garth. Thank you so much, Garth, from Accurate Pest Management. Thanks for joining us, Asabi.
Good luck, guys.
Oh, we're going to need it by the sounds of it. I'm going queen hunting, though. That sounds like fun.
You want to come over?
Yeah, let's go queen hunting.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9. CFM.
Got a couple of listeners in my DMs this afternoon saying that the TV screen that's in your car, if you're listening to C, is a little weird. That's expected. We're doing some tech work. So if it doesn't say CFM and it's got some weird characters, we're not aliens. It does look like aliens, but it'll be fixed. It's all right.
Should we just keep every like few seconds being like, you're on CFM. This is CFM. You're listening to CFM.
Should remind people where they are. Yeah, FM. Yeah.
Hey, if you're driving along right now, I want you to look down at your fuel gauge and see how low it is. And if you are running on empty...
Yeah, I'm on E.
You're on E?
Yeah.
Are you? Well, the reason I ask is because I just did a 4.5-hour trip to Yamba, as in like the car ride was 4.5 hours.
Yes.
I wasn't there for 4.5 hours, across the weekend. And I drove down on Saturday with my friend Heidi. Shout out to you, Heidi. Thanks for getting me there and back safely. It wasn't always going to be the case, though, because we did a little pit stop in the Gold Coast Friday night.
Yes.
Had, you know, went out on the town, had a big night, then got in the car Saturday morning to go down and join the rest of our friends in Yamba. And we're driving along and Heidi's like, oh, I probably need to fill up fuel at some stage. And I was like, yeah, go for it. Absolutely.
Whatever. Well, you've got a 4.5-hour trip down and a 4.5-hour trip up. Please plan where you're going to refuel. Don't say this mid-trip going, oh, I might need fuel.
Well, that's exactly what happened.
Oh, no.
And we kind of left it for a bit. I was like, yeah, no worries. We'll keep an eye out. We didn't see any. And then she's like, do you know what, actually? Do you mind just checking where the next petrol station is? The next petrol station on the way was 42 k's away. And she was like, look, I probably should have mentioned this earlier because I am like the bar is past the E.
Oh, no.
The light's been on for ages. And I freaked out because I'm someone who never lets my tank get empty. I don't let it go below 2 bars.
In the words of Limbo, how low do you go?
Only once it gets to 2 bars, I'm filling up.
What's 2 bars? Can you give me a percentage? Because we don't know your car.
Okay, so there's a quarter of a tank would be three bars maybe.
Okay.
So if it goes less than a quarter of a tank, basically.
Yeah. All right.
And so I'm like, well, Heidi, we've got 42 Ks.
Yes.
So in my head, I'm like, I'm going to have to run a half marathon this morning. And we're going to run out of fuel. And I'm like, after the big night in the Gold Coast.
Throwing stuff out the window of the car to just make it lighter. Who cares? I don't need all those dresses. Just get them. We just need to make it to the petrol station.
Well, I said to her, I was like, we've got to turn the aircon off because that chews through. And she's like, so she turned it off for, I kid you not, 30 seconds. And she was like, nah, absolutely not. It's too hot. I can't. I was like, no, but we're gonna break down. So we had to turn off the highway and make a full detour into Evans Head, which is a little town down in New South Wales.
Betty loved that.
It was a 45-minute detour by the time we got to the petrol station and back because we managed to get to Empty. So,
you're lucky you're cute. You're lucky you're cute. Guys cannot get away with doing this sort of stuff.
I was so convinced that I was going to have to jog with a jerry can and get, like, I knew that was my destiny.
The question I want to know this afternoon, 545-11919, Sunny Coast, who's got the least amount of fuel left right now? Dale from Caloundra. G'day, mate.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Good,
hey,
mate.
Dale.
How's your tank sitting?
It's below the E now, and I'm still trying to get into Caloundra. I've come from Yandina like that.
Oh.
In the traffic at the moment. Dale, you sound like you know your vehicle. How many Ks do you think you got left before you'd absolutely die?
I've probably got about 5 at the most, if that.
Dale, Yandina to Caloundra. Fair to say, there's a fair few fuel stations on the way, Dale. Why haven't you pulled over and topped up?
Every time I go to pull over, they're all full.
But you could just wait. You can just sit in line for a bit.
Okay, so we got Dale. He's on E at the moment. Dale, if you do run out of fuel, we want you to call us back as well. Let's go down the line, though. Let's go Mel from Bly Bly. G'day, Mel.
Hey, how you going?
What are you sitting on at the moment, Mel? How many Ks left, do you think?
89 Ks now.
89. All right.
And that's on your screen, isn't it?
Yeah, it's under a quarter.
What's the lowest you've ever gotten, Mel?
I was in my mum's car and it went to zero. It counted the whole way down to zero, and I Google mapped to see how many Ks it was, and I still had 1 K to go.
Oh, my God.
And I managed to just roll into the petrol station. I was shitting myself.
This gives me so much anxiety.
Oh. It was the worst.
And if your petrol tank is filling, we want you to call us now because I had a near miss, nearly ran out of fuel, 42 Ks from a petrol station on the weekend.
So we want to know who's got the lowest amount of fuel in their tank right now. Let's go to Dean from Beerwa. Whereabouts are you, Dean?
We just put up at Woombye, like Forest Glen. This was in between going to Nambour, man. It's a regularity with this. Don't want to start a car argument, mate, but we're just pulling up to 7-Eleven. We're just pulling up right now, aren't we?
You're pulling up to the petrol station.
We're sitting right on Anti, man. And I'm a paranoid schizo, and it's...
How many people between you and the Bowser, Dean? So you're almost there to fill up.
It's knocking out right now.
Okay, well, you can't be on the phone while you're filling up.
Yeah, that's a danger.
We'll let you go.
Thank you, Dean. He's right on zero, though. Okay, who can beat him? Let's go to Catherine. We got Catherine here. G'day.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Catherine. Is your fuel tank looking a little bit empty?
I have two stories with the same car.
Okay.
So one was in Maroochydore. I was coming from Sugar Road onto Dalton Drive down. I was going to get fuel in Maroochydore.
Yes.
Mm. I couldn't even get halfway down Maud Street, and I managed to just pull my car off the side of the road. It was, like, literally empty. I managed just to get the car off on the side. I ran into a cafe that I pulled out and I said, has anyone got... I was after a jerry can, and these two guys were nicely enough to drive me to the petrol station and buy a jerry can, get fuel in there. Then we got back to the car and we're thinking, how are we going to get this in the tank?
Yeah.
We got a water bottle and cut...
We cut
a circle in the middle of the water bottle, put that into the tank, and fill the fuel into my car with.
Oh my goodness! That is ingenious stuff.
A little bit of Mount Franklin doesn't hurt your doesn't hurt your unleaded at all. Thank you, Catherine. Let's go down the line. We got Jenny from Caloundra West. G'day, Jenny.
Hi, Cass and Ellie.
Hi, Ellie.
Yeah, a little afterthought. That's fine.
Hey, how low's your tank right now, Jenny?
Right now I'm good. I've got like 400. I'm good. It was more I wanted to let you know. I have tried and tested this numerous times where it goes to below zero.
Oh, no.
And usually once it goes to zero on the range, I reset my little logic. Not speedometer,
you're like
whatever
trip,
you call it.
Yes.
Trip computer, yeah, or something.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I reset that, and I can usually get another 30 to 40.
Wow.
Because I drive quite often from Northlake back up to Caloundra, and there's not a lot of servos at chunks of the Bruce that are easy to get to. So rather than have to come off and faff and go back on it further down the line, I just keep going.
Do you Jeez. Think 50 is possible, Jenny? Do you think 50 is possible?
I do. The reason I'm confident with it is because way back when, Hamish and Andy actually did a test on it, and they got 100 kilometres past the zero mark.
Oh, I'm not backing that, though.
I believe that that's science, but factual information, and we can all do it.
Exactly.
Love it, Jenny.
Oh,
thank
great,
you.
Jenny.
Let's go one more. Dan from Yandina. G'day, mate.
How are you doing, guys?
Good, Dan. Are you, what, about to break down on the side of the road, or where are you at fuel-wise?
I've got like 2Ks to my exit, so I think I'm going to make it.
How low is your tank?
Well, I'm going to say, well, negative 30 at least. But I'd say, since I've been talking to you, it's more like negative 35, getting closer to negative 40 now.
Do we need to stay on the phone to Dan to make sure he arrives safely?
Yeah, I feel like we do.
I mean, we will, but we've got to go to the news, Dan. So
we've got so many calls and people on hold at the moment. Are just half the coast driving around on empty?
You know what? I don't want to be a snob about it, but get yourselves electric cars, guys, okay? That's the answer here.
Ellie and Taz. Get ready now. On 91.9 CFM.
We've got a new game, Sunny Coast, to play with you right now. If you love your music, you know Wordle was quite big during COVID, right? I've found a musical version of it. There's a couple floating around, but I really like this one, and I feel like it's a terrific game that we can play, you and me, Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
Not only can we compete, but also the Sunny Coast can play in their cars.
Okay, I love that.
So it's called Bandle, B-A-N-D-L-E.
Oh, gosh, okay.
Right. Literally just Google it. It comes up. It's the first thing. What they've done is they choose a song every day. They give you some stats. So today, the song that we're going to guess was released in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
It's got 1.4 billion YouTube views. And they say it's about a hard difficulty. So they rate the difficulty levels as well. But they've split it into different versions. So you just hear each layer of the song as you go.
Right. So they've stripped it back to like just the vocals or just the bass or just the drums.
And so you add them in. So it's bass and drums. Then it's a bit of synth. Then it's a bit of piano. Then it's a voice cover. And then you can get a clue if you're really struggling. But I feel like you and I should be good enough that we get it in the first couple.
Oof.
And Sunny Coast, play along with this as well. I want to see who out of you or me guesses today's Bandle. I think we could play it.
Oh, sorry. Oh. I was just working out how to use the website.
I think we do a point system.
Okay.
And we see who wins each week.
Bring it. So you and I are opponents.
Yeah.
Bring it. Okay. All right. Well, should I start with the bass?
Let's start it.
Okay. Oh, but it won't let me do it if you don't. Okay. Well, I just want to skip that one. Yep. Okay. Okay, cool. Here we go. Sounds like I don't want no whips and chains.
Turn down for what?
Shut up. Turn down for what?
I think it's turned down for what?
Yeah, could bloody well be. Are you locking that in? Okay, actually, you have to lock that in because you've already guessed it.
I'd like to lock that in.
All right, well, I'm going to listen to the next one. No, it's Justin Bieber.
Oh, I think it is too. Yeah, I think you're right too.
Oh, would you believe? We were running on the edge of something.
It's Diplo as well, isn't it?
Is it too late now to say sorry? No. Is this good radio?
Keep going. Keep going. Play the voice cover. I've already locked in, so it's yours to win here.
Don't you give up now, now, now.
Let me love you.
Is this good radio?
That's what it's called.
Oh, and do you know what? The final thing is a verbal clue. So we've just discovered it's Let Me Love You, right?
Yeah.
The verbal clue is allow me to cherish you.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
Give us a call right now, Sunny Coast, 545-11919. If you've ever left something behind that's a bit embarrassing, you're a bit embarrassed to have to go and retrieve said item.
What did you leave behind on the Gold Coast on the weekend?
No, I don't.
Is this story about you?
I don't think.
A friend of mine No?
As far as I know, I cleaned my room and brought everything with me.
Okay.
That's not what I'm talking about. What I am talking about is a man in Sydney who was riding the train,
yep,
peak hour, and he gets up to get off the train, and passengers notice that he's gotten off the train, but he's left something sitting on the seat.
Yeah.
Just a gun.
Oh, my God.
Just left his gun behind.
Wow.
Right? So
was
a bit of chaos.
Like a police officer or something?
Well, this is the thing. Bit of chaos ensued on the train, as you would. Everyone's getting up, taking pickies of it, having a look, you know, who touches it. I don't know.
No, I wouldn't touch it.
So they alerted the transport dudes and
they would have been as surprised.
Right. What are they going to, you know, what are they do?
Yeah.
So the police were called, came along, took it away. Turns out it wasn't a real gun. It was one of the gel blaster ones, which is still illegal to have in public.
It was filled with water. And it was a little, it was a Nerf gun, was it?
Just shooting shots of water into his mouth. No, they're still illegal to carry because they look like real guns, right? You can hold up a store with one of them. So now they're on the hunt for the dude who left it.
Do you think he left it on purpose?
No.
Because he wanted to get rid of it. He knew he wasn't allowed to have it.
No, then chuck it in a bin. Don't chuck it on a seat with CCTV cameras everywhere.
Good
if there's anywhere that's better filmed than a train station and a train, I will eat my hat.
545-11919. What did you leave behind? Bonus points. What's that embarrassing item you've left behind?
Yeah, maybe you left your undies at your boss's house or something. Not mentioning any names. Phoebe from Digital. She was house-sitting.
There's more to that story. You can't just say that.
She was house-sitting for the boss, okay? She left him in the dryer. It was all above board. But he came to work with
disaster.
Her undies, not even in a paper bag, and gave them back to her.
Apparently everybody's all goody-two-shoes on the sunny coast so far.
Well, I mean, look, it doesn't have to be naughty embarrassing. It could just be like what happened to me. I started dating this guy when I was living on the Gold Coast, and I'd already decided I was moving back to Perth. And so I went and stayed a weekend with him before I moved back as like a final hurrah thing. And
won't read into that.
Well, he ended up being my boyfriend for 5 years after that, so it wasn't the final hurrah. Yeah. But I stayed there, and it was still like the earliest days of a relationship where like you're trying to be all cute and hot and stuff. I left my retainer behind, like mouth retainer.
Yeah.
And so he had to post it to me. From the Gold Coast to Perth. He had to like wrap it up in a little snap-lock bag and post it to me. I was so embarrassed. The romance was dead very quickly after that.
Oh, but the next 5 years, fine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, then he cheated on me, so all's well that ends well. Let's go to Katrina in Palmview. Katrina, what embarrassing thing have you left behind?
I actually left my daughter behind.
Oh, no. Hang on. Where and why, Kat?
Luckily, it was quite good. I was exhausted. I went to my mum's. I put her in her, like, you know, carry basket to put back in the car, and I put her down, said goodbye to mum, and I left her at mum. And went home, went to bed, and it was the next morning I got up and went, oh, she hasn't, why is she so quiet? And no babies.
Oh, my God.
And mum thought, well, I was so tired, she'd just keep her for the night.
That is crazy. You went to bed.
This is Ellie as a mum.
No.
This is definitely... Ellie will do this quite a bit.
I was so exhausted.
So what was the call like to your mum the next day? Did you just wake up and be like, oh, my goodness, where's my kid? Or did you know exactly what you'd done? Or
It took me about a minute. I looked through the whole house and everything else thinking, you know what I mean?
Did you
what had happened? But yeah, no.
Did you then call your mum and pretend like it was all, thanks
was
for looking
plan.
After her?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for offering.
No, I rang up in a panic.
Oh, Kat, thank you so much. You are in the draw for our Caller of the Day prize, the $50 Coles Myer voucher. You are in the draw for it. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Kat.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9. CFM.
Something has been brought to my attention that I've just decided razzes me right up, ticks me right off.
Okay.
I feel
I really want to see you genuinely angry.
All right, let me get it.
Here we go.
I feel like.
Get on your soapbox.
Bloody news outlets.
Right.
Are overusing the term breaking news as of late. And I'm not going to lie, CFM is not immune to this. We've cracked out a few breaking newses where there haven't needed to be breaking newses.
They used breaking news on your International Women's Day rap. And it was at the end of the day, too.
Correct.
It's not like the day was news.
Yes.
The rap wasn't time specific.
But I just feel like these days, because I'm you know, a subscriber to a lot of news websites, because that's what we've got to do in this job, is be across the news. But I feel like back in COVID days, when something was breaking, it was, you needed to know, you know, breaking, borders are closing.
And it was usually within the hour.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you'd wait for the COVID updates for that day.
Yes.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Since then, they're just using it for everything. Like, I just got one an hour ago.
Yeah.
Breaking, Rebel Wilson has revealed the name of the A-list celebrity she claims is trying to stop her from releasing her memoir. Like, that's not breaking news.
No, news outlets too are living and dying on whether things are getting clicks.
Yes.
So they're really trying to hook you, and you're reading a headline that says breaking at the start. You're not seeing the word breaking going, I'll just skip that, read that later.
Yes.
You feel like you need to read it because it's going to be important information.
Exactly.
Maybe breaking once a day. They get one.
Oh, not even. I think breaking is like Anthony Albanese. Oh, I was going to say just tired, but that's really heavy. Something to that limit.
You said tired.
Is tired.
That's not breaking news.
That is not breaking news. But not like, you know, stunning new detail. Breaking. Stunning new details have emerged following reports. Hospital staff allegedly tried to access Kate Middleton's medical records.
Yeah,
that's not breaking
that's
news.
That's not breaking news.
Okay, if it's breaking, it has to have just happened and it has to really, really affect people.
Okay, if it was 2 hours ago and it's news, breaking or not breaking?
No, if it's ever news, it's not breaking.
What if it's
just news? It's just news, okay?
You've gone a little red.
Yeah, I know. I'm really standing. I'm clenching. I'm clenching my butt cheeks right now.
Breaking news has actually come in here. Ellie Chaney doesn't like the term breaking news.
Breaking news. You heard it here first. It's exclusive scoop.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.